Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, June 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We report that President Trump plans to meet with senior advisors as early as this week to discuss the next coronavirus relief package. The administration's proposals would encourage the public to return to work and resume normal life. Last month, House Democrats passed a $3.5 trillion package that includes another round of stimulus payments. Trump dismissed the bill as dead on arrival. Researchers are looking into whether drugs to treat heart disease can also prevent or reduce inflammation from the coronavirus. Many of the sickest COVID-19 patients have developed cardiovascular complications. That led some doctors to conclude that COVID-19 is both a vascular and a lung disease. Some recent studies have produced promising findings. Two classes of widely prescribed blood pressure medicines don't increase the risk of infection, serious illness, or death in COVID-19 patients. And after further looting and violence in New York City last night, Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city will have an 8 p.m. curfew each night through Sunday. More than 200 people were arrested last night and early this morning, and at least 7 officers were injured. One was struck by a hit-and-run driver after responding to a report of a commercial burglary. We have more details on these stories and other news of the day at WSJ.com and the WSJ app.